Murphy, give me an update. Tell me how you've been doing, how things are going with Supernova. I want to hear about your successes and I want to hear about your challenges.
Well, I'd say the challenges are implementing the things that we wanted to implement, which is things like having a mastermind group started and things like that. So, the challenges, we can get back to that later, but the successes are aplenty now.
Okay.
And so what we're seeing now is I've got a list.
Hello.
I'm trying to keep track of it. I should probably get a tool off the Supernova website for this, just tracking the people that we are getting as potentials right now.
Okay.
Using Redtail, it's a little bit challenging because it gets convoluted by stuff that happened in the past, that's on there. So I might take like a tool. Is there a prospect tracking tool on the Supernova website that we can use, or?
Yeah, it's connected to Outlook. It's our whole scheduling tool. It
Oh,
involves
the scheduling tool. Okay.
So maybe you need a refresher on that. That's the only other tool we have for that purpose.
We never could get that scheduling tool to work because the Excel incompatibility that was going on.
Okay.
And I understand that at some point somebody got it working, but we didn't.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
yeah, that's where
It's
we were at when it all
in
ended.
use by all the big firms right now.
That same spreadsheet's in use by all the big firms?
The scheduling tool, yeah.
It is.
The people that we
How
coach.
come they can use it and I can't?
I don't know because I'm generally not involved in that. And what you might do is schedule an appointment with Cindy Bowie because she handles the tool.
Okay.
And
I'll
then
go
I'll
ask
see.
that. We were in a long, drawn out discussion on that previously, and it didn't work out.
Okay.
So there's our challenges, I guess. The tracking the prospects
Right.
properly. I think we're doing a good job of it, but if we had any more than what we have right now, our current tool would maybe not be an adequate tool to be able to just sit there and list who we have in the pipeline, which is something I need to do.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
we don't have good prospect visibility.
Yeah, our pipeline visibility is the problem. I mean, we have the prospects, they're in the calendar, they're in our CRM, they're labeled as prospects, but to differentiate them as prospects from past prospects is hard.
I don't know that the scheduling tool will help you with that because with Supernova, as soon as they become a prospect, they have to be given a folder and appear on your scheduling tool. And they get treated as if they were a client until they're closed, which is basically 90 days. And then you move out. In other words, you don't age prospects in Supernova unless they're super significant and attractive and you think it's going to take a while. But if you give them the 90-day free look and you're personally introduced, then they go on the schedule. Okay? That is the optimum key. Just had a recent experience with it, with personal introductions, and I told an advisor, no matter how tough it is, when somebody says, "Here's the name I'd like you to call," or "Here's the business phone number or business card of somebody I'd like you to call," resist. Say, "I'd like to be personally introduced." And what he does then is he connects the prospect, the client, and the referrer. It could be a COI, a referrer, or a client on Zoom. And the client on Zoom or makes the handoff. That is working absolutely well, for him. His close rate has gone up substantially by just doing that.
Yeah.
So you don't keep volumes of prospects, and worry about, you know, trying to manage that. It's the key is personal introductions. So that's what you want to measure. How many personal introductions did we receive, you know, today? How many did we receive yesterday? You know, that's the whole thing. Personal introductions.
It's interesting how these are playing out, you know, how my pipeline is built.
Okay.
So for example, I got, personal introductions are the best. I got a referral from my mortgage broker.
Okay.
Karen, and she's selling her house and she's going to invest the money.
Okay.
Anyway, he gave me her name in a text and said, you know, she's a really great person, and she's a good referral source for me, and I, you know, take good care of her when she calls you.
Okay.
And that's how we got introduced, you know, and so she did call me yesterday, and I called her right back, and we spoke for about 20 minutes.
Right.
And then we scheduled a formal, you know, scheduled call for Thursday. And that seems to have been a very, very good referral, despite the fact that there was no personal introduction that occurred.
Look, they're going to happen. But I'm going to tell you, your greatest success is always going to be getting the personal introduction. And look, I'm not going to say that some of the time it doesn't click. I'm just saying that when you are personally introduced, that the opportunity for close and a healthy relationship from the start begins. Mm-hmm. And so just consider that.
Yeah. It's difficult to track it all too, Curtis, because when I look through the names here.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with 13 names, and I'll just kind of go through them so you can tell me how I'm supposed to deal with this and manage it, or what you think is best.
Now, are they clients or prospects?
It's weird because most of them are prospects, but some of them are clients that have a lot of money sitting around that are now starting to want to bring it over.
Okay.
So So Traeger, met him at the golf course, was personally introduced by another golfer who I had just met. And now he just emailed me back today and said him and his wife really need to set some planning up, right?
Okay.
So that was from meeting him like 2-3 weeks back.
Personal introduction.
Okay. Personal introduction on the golf course by somebody I just met, not a client, somebody on the golf course there.
Okay.
But it's still an introduction. Karen Marino, she's not Karen David, the other one, Karen Marino. She's been a TPA working with me for a long time, but she sold her old company. And so she's bringing money over to manage, and she brought over already some, and she's bringing more.
How did you meet her?
She's already a client. I met her because, I was referred to her by somebody when I was looking for a TPA back in 2015.
Okay.
And so we've been working together since 15.
All right, good.
But she just now had some money she wanted to invest. And
she had a liquidity event. Okay.
She had a liquidity event, yeah. Just like the Traegers are having their event and Marino's having her event. And then Karen, the one I told you about the mortgage broker referred to me, she's having an event that she's selling the house.
Okay. Now, are you finding out about this because – you're keeping touch, you're having the monthly calls, you're delivering the concierge service. How are those events happening?
Well, yeah, Josh himself was a referral source and a networking partner of mine for about 8 years. And he opened an account last year with us for the first time, became a client.
Okay.
But he's been referring me people the entire time. So he referred Karen, and then Karen called me, and then I called her and then we scheduled another meeting and so on and so forth. But each one's so different. You know, that's the problem, is there's the commonality just doesn't seem to really be there yet.
Okay.
But anyway, then there's that care. And then Carnivale, you know, all of a sudden her husband's going to retire from his job. And so they need us. But she was already a client. She was a participant in a 401k plan.
Okay.
The biggest participant and the one I work with the most, actually, but she was still just a participant at that point.
Okay.
And then, Toman, one of the Boeing people referred me to this new, prospect, Toman, very knowledgeable in the stock investing, but he loves our planning system. Then I have this other one, Amin. He's selling some buildings, but you know, until he sells those buildings, he's not ready to do anything.
Okay.
And then he was referred to us by one of my best clients, and then who also referred us to other people who are also in our pipeline.
Right.
Spoke with one of them in December and the other one never responded back. So there's some follow up that needs to be done there.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. You're either delivering a concierge service or people are enthusiastically endorsing you because of the level of service that you're giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's working for you.
Yeah, and that's something to brag about. That's something I brag about, you know, with my firm. And when I say brag, I mean, I say I highlight it because I believe we're, because of Supernova and the tenets, the principles of Supernova, we're on we're on the leading edge. We're at the tip of the spear as far as it goes with service.
Right. Okay. Good. Very good.
You know, and that's what I say to people. I mean, you know, I don't think we're following anybody. I think we're leading in terms
there
of
you service. Go. There you go.
Because continue. What I do compared go to ahead. Other service sucks. Anyway. Amin, and then there's a client, Top, you know, him and his wife have been dilly-dallying around. I think they're going to get serious and retire here soon. And so that's another event, but he's been a long time client already from his SEP, but you know, he needs me.
Think about the advisor that doesn't talk to anybody until 3 or 4 months. They miss these opportunities oftentimes. Stay on your steady dose of monthly connections. Reinforce that. Okay.
We're so good with that. You know, Itzy's been with us now for over 6 months and she's perfected the role of service coordinator or VP of service, because what she's done is she created a very efficient method of making sure we get the agendas and executive summaries and the calendar, appointments.
That's
right.
Fantastic.
So we don't ever mess with that, Curtis. That's, it's concrete.
Okay.
That's the most concrete
good.
Thing we do.
Hello, Izzy. Itzy.
Hi, Curtis.
Hey, thank you. You're doing such a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
By the way, Itzy's gonna, in February, she's getting licensed, I believe. Is it licensed, Itzy, to?
I already I have my license. So it's just processing.
Right.
My mortgage lending license.
She's getting the mortgage lending license, so she can focus on lending. And that means, since she's focusing on lending, she's going to actually do that as her primary focus. And that means she's leaving ZPWM soon.
Really?
Well. She'll come back because she'll miss us.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that she might be able to work with some lenders and deliver her capability to some of your clients.
I wouldn't doubt, you know, she knows what our level of service and commitment to the client is here. So if she sees the opportunity, she'll refer us, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you feel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I think she's in for that, so.
Okay.
I'll be there for her clients and people just like I am for mine. Okay. And yeah, Josh himself, you know, he's got a big event, financial event coming up, in that he's finally settled his legal suits from selling his business and stuff. And so he's going to start bringing in much money. And then we got a referral from an accountant that used to refer people to me, but all of a sudden out of the blue, you know, years and years go by, he refers this guy Alan to me. And so I've been, Alan's in the 90-day free look period still.
Okay.
But it looks like he's going to bring in money in February.
All right. So you're treating him like he was a client, and he's liking what you are servicing, talking about, and now he's going to become a client. Okay.
I think I was pretty effective in the 90-day free look period, Curtis, because in that period, I pretty much do a weekly call.
Okay.
And I try to schedule a weekly call for that 90 days. I don't just make it monthly normally, unless I think that's the most appropriate.
Okay.
So I spoke with Alan weekly. Now he says he's bringing in not all his money. He's got 1.6 million. A lot of it's in fixed annuities.
Okay.
But for now, he's going to initially start off with a small $110,000 account in IRA rollover. And
okay.
So I think in February, he's going to finally bring that in. So at least we got him going.
Okay.
And then with this client, Brittany, she sent me two referrals. By the way, we hit the bullseye three times in a row, like, you know, when you hit the red bullseye three times in darts with her.
Yeah.
Because we structured her account perfectly at the beginning. It got great returns, right?
Right.
Then she needed to move out of her townhome and buy a house because her mom now needs her. They need to be there in the house with her two sons so that everybody can be together.
Okay.
With her mom being older and COVID. And so she's now selling the townhome. I'm the one who suggested she look into that.
Okay.
And because we structured her account with liquidity in the managed account, she's got plenty of liquidity to bridge loan herself so she doesn't have to have a contingency sale.
Okay.
So now the guy who referred her, the mortgage broker and his real estate agent, will get three new deals out of that.
Wow. So they got to be happy with you, right?
Yeah. That's like hitting three bullseyes on that one.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a fun one.
Okay. So it's one success right after the other.
Yeah. And then my biggest client referred me two other people in late December, but one of them I spoke with for a bit and then we lost track. I got to call them back, but there was no urgent, like there wasn't an urgent thing going on with them necessarily at that moment. You know, it was just, you should talk to Larry. So it wasn't like we need to handle something right this moment. So I will call them though. So anyway, that's 13 different, you know, opportunities that I can count in the pipeline, just off the cuff remembering.
Right.
But we need to be able to have a report that just shows me this at any time. And we need to separate those out. We have to have some category, like brand new referrals, referrals that were personally introduced, and clients that are potentially bringing in more funds. You know, we got to have like this, because all three of those are big things for our firm when they happen.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, you know, it depends on how much you really want to track. You know, in the olden days, we had these metal file boxes with the 3x5 cards and all of that. And, you know, we got rid of that. Finally, if they weren't a hot prospect, I didn't keep track. Mm-hmm. You know, if they wouldn't meet with me, they weren't really a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, if there's not a telephone conversation, personal introduction, you know, they're not a legitimate prospect. If they're willing to meet, now it's up to you to find out what the hot button is. Sometimes it may be, well, look, one of the ways I like to get started is just to do an overall plan review. When was the last time your plan was updated? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to caution them. Look, don't be embarrassed. You know, if you haven't been to the dentist for a cleaning in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
don't be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to take care of you. But I think we need to just update the plan and make sure that it's consistent with what you're trying to accomplish.
Do you have that written down? No. Do you have that written down?
Of course not. Of course not. I just, did that off the top of my head.
Yeah, you're good with that. Those are nice. But having those things in your back pocket, I noticed that if you have a lot of these things in your back pocket, it's really easy to get through these conversations, you know?
Yeah, the way that you're going to be able to do this is to do a self-diagnosis after every call, kind of a debrief, okay? You know, what could I have done? What should I have done? What could I have said? And then what you do is you jot it down. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, well, I don't see any urgency right now. So, let's talk in 30 days. You say, mm-hmm. I'll be happy to speak with you at that time, but let me ask you this question. When was the last time your financial plan was updated? I mean, there's certainly been a lot of changes going on in the markets, globally, economically, and politically. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's time to have a second look. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And start there.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's trying to blow you off. But you know what? They don't have everything taken care of. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you may find that, hey, there might be a consumer loan consolidation. There could be securities-based lending for tax deductibility. There could be a refinance opportunity. With interest rates being at a record low.
We've seen a lot of those.
There could be asset allocation adjustments. Maybe they're thinking, hey, with the markets at all-time highs, maybe it's getting a little risky.
Let's de-risk it.
Yeah. So if your stated goal was 7% and you've been getting 15%, that's great. So maybe now we need to, de-risk your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just some of the things that we will look at. Maybe your personal circumstances have changed. Maybe the mortality tables have changed on your insurance, where you can still get the same amount at less cost. I mean, there's just literally... I want you to be able to, the question is, let's wait. Your response is, sure, be glad to wait. But while we're waiting, why don't we do a second opinion on your financial plan? And if you haven't had one updated in a while, I would be happy and pleased, to get one done for you.
Yeah.
While we wait.
And you formulated that by doing just what you said after the call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called pivoting. You know, it's making a pivot.
Let's wait, but while you wait, let's do, what was after that again, Curtis? I was gonna make sure.
While you wait, let's update your financial plan. When was the last time it was updated?
Got it. You know, the planning part of our business anchors everything because
we
often talk to people who they're more immersed in the stock market than even I am, you know, or they've really done so great with their stocks as, you know, lately and even through the years that it appears that why would you even need a financial advisor?
Well, everybody is a genius in a bull market.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think the de-risking is a big thing and that comes down to planning. If you look at the planning at a planning level of things, you can make better decisions about how much risk you want to carry at any given time. And that's the thing, that's the piece that they're always missing.
Yeah. I want to look at several buckets. I want to look at your risk bucket. I want to look at your, your safe money bucket. I want to look at, how all that coordinates into your financial plan.
Yeah. We just recently built a little planning tool that divides that up. So risk, okay, at risk funds from non-risk funds. And I showed it to this new prospect and he immediately realized that he did not have enough in his growth side. It was only, 13 to 87 in no risk. Yeah. So yeah, those kind of conversations are humongous.
You need to get the words down. Want to check and see if your portfolio is insulated against market downside and risk. Insulate. Mm-hmm. Terms people can understand.
Okay. Yeah, these are great.
All those are like pivot kind of terms that help you pivot back to get people off their butts to move forward.
Yeah. It's what we do and it's always useful. So it's to learn the right way to put people in position to get that is great.
Okay. Very good. So, sounds like, you got a bevy of prospects. How's the social media component working? Have you implemented that yet with Bruce?
That's an interesting animal right now because it looks from one standpoint like we're absolutely, crushing it because we've got 700 network connections that were built over the last 6 weeks or so working with Bruce.
Wow.
And I've also done several interviews of people that responded, just kind of sample interviews with them. Now, most of them don't even have investments. A lot of them are just looking for a job. They just got their degree or their PhD and they're out there looking for a job.
Okay.
Some of them are just like sort of your mad scientist, that's sitting on some, technology or something like that they have. Some of them are financiers in the biotech field and they go and help companies raise money and various other structural things. And I've yet to meet anybody who's a C-suite executive, but I think that's what Bruce has us try to aim at is those people. My goal is to adopt one of these local biotechs or life science companies and become the advisor for all of them. I'm going for like one that has maybe between 100 and 500 employees or something like that.
Okay.
And, and I think Bruce wants me to do that too. And so we're just kind of working through that. And I don't know how long it's going to take for it to get full traction where it becomes a flow of prospects out of there.
Well, enthusiastic endorse model, using VIPSA, 90-day free look, developing COIs, and then you're getting that social media component. Those are five things. That's enough. Now, you pointed out to me that, God, this thing kind of seems slow. You got to continue to give it time. Your concierge practice has been going on for less than 6 months full bore, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Six months. And then you come in and you tell me about 13 liquidity events that are happening. This is the time when this stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things that you're just going to have to flat out be, I'm not going to use the word aggressive, but, just pay attention, making sure that you get people are enthusiastically endorsing you, that you are getting personal introductions. You know, if 10 people gave you one personal introduction per month,
I'd have
120, right?
Yeah, I'd have a high time business.
You wouldn't have time.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We're already kind of challenged in terms of how much time it takes because of our administrative challenges that we've been dealing with. But
that's right.
We're going to get back to more, you know, less administrative eventually.
Now, are you communicating your targets with your the people that want to refer to you? You know, by targets, I mean the minimum acceptable relationship that you want to work with.
Yes, I'm telling people, you know, if you want to refer me, I've done some very deep dive analysis into some industries, in particular biotech and life science. So if you know anybody in that industry, that would be a great referral for me.
Okay.
And I let them know that I also work with other people, and my minimum that I'm looking to work with is somebody with 500,000 liquid or more.
Okay.
And what else do I let them know? You know, if you want to refer me, just ask them if they would like to have a second opinion on their current financial plan.
Okay.
And that might be a way to go.
Okay. So get your story down. I enjoy being personally introduced. I like to work with clients that have $500,000 or more. Mm-hmm. My target is $1 million. I enjoy creating and reviewing financial plans for people. So I'm going to want to know when was the last time theirs was updated. If not, that's okay. I will update one for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get them on Zoom,
mm-hmm.
Or a conference call where you're making the handoff for the personal introduction, that would be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So just boom, have your system down. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I think something like that is coming up, actually, where somebody's going to make an introduction of that kind.
Right. Now, this minimum is going to have to be jacked up here in about another, once these relationships, once you get to 85, are you at 85 yet?
No. Not an actual client, I mean, or...
Okay.
If you add up everybody, it's probably about 70 households.
But okay. 70
we got about
households.
40. We got about 42, 43 high net worth.
Okay. 42 on Supernova, or are they all on Supernova, including Butlers?
Everybody's on Supernova except for a couple of them where there's some kind of exceptions going on, and the Butlers are on Supernova too. Mostly okay. They're quarterly calls.
When you get to 85,
yeah,
you're going to raise your minimum.
Okay. At 85 clients or 85 total?
85 total. Because you're not going to have room.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right.
So
you see how time works in this business. You only have so much time.
That's right. And so now you're going to raise your billable hours. You're going to raise your minimum thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you're going to go from 500 to 750.
Okay. 500 to 750 by the end of the quarter or something like that?
I'd say as soon as you get those additional.
As soon as we hit 85.
Households. Yep.
Well, we might be close. I haven't counted them in a while, so. You know, a lot of Butlers have kind of just come in and, you know, here and there.
Okay. So that's stair step to the stars. Okay. That's what we're doing. All right.
Got it.
What questions do you have for me, Larry?
Why didn't I buy GameStop stock yesterday? No. That's my question.
Oh, GameStop. Boy, that's my son. He loves that.
He loves that? Well,
he's a gamer. I mean, you know, that whole generation, they're gamers.
Yeah. Well, he's doing better than me with that. You know, at least I got Activision, which is okay, but.
I'm totally out of touch. I mean, these things are so real now. I mean, they're like movies, the way they got them going now.
Yeah. It's even going to get better as time goes by, all that in that arena.
Okay. So right now it's primarily the one question about organization and mostly about, the continuing business development, which is the face time you spend with prospects and new households. Pay attention to that. You're doing a super job. You got a great staff. Hey, Carl, you got anything that you want to raise during this call?
No, nothing right now. I think we kind of hit on something with the whole prospecting pipeline thing, because that it is hard to have visibility on that at times.
Okay. And Itzy, do you have anything that you want to share?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that really should conclude our call.
Hey, Curtis, I got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
When did we begin our 1 year or 12-month journey?
Well, we're in month 6 of the 9-month program. So you figure 90 days of Supernova would be, that's 3 months plus another 3. So we've been at this for 6 months.
Oh, okay. So we have another.
Yeah. You've got three more sessions.
Three more of these sessions.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was 6 of 9.
Okay. Got it. From the original, we had the original 3 month weekly. Right. And then now we're doing 9 months. Now we're on that 9 month schedule after.
Okay. Right.
I just wanted to see how much.
I think you're in month 6 of the 9th month.
So 3 more of these check-ins.
Yeah. And these can go in any direction that you want them to go.
Okay.
It can be segmentation, organization, acquisition, leadership, you know, any topic I'll take from you. Niche markets, what have you.
It's going to be just me and Carl working for a bit.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is get to that 85, raise the minimum,
right?
Track our prospects in different categories of prospects, you know, that I just identified and do it on a spreadsheet, and be, you know, assertive in terms of getting people to have that planning meeting, you know, and use this terminology you've given me.
Yeah, I hope that was helpful. I mean, I wasn't expecting that would come out in the call, but just learn how to pivot.
Yeah,
pivot. You know, have a, you know, too busy right now, pivot. You know, I apologize. What would be a convenient time for us to speak? You know, time waits for no one. I mean, you know, just have some ways to pivot and respond. In sales lingo, we call it countering objections. But what you're doing is you're, you know, they're thinking here and then you're pivoting. Yeah, I agree. And then boom, you pivot.
Yeah. So I don't want to do any investing right now. You know, investing later on, the stock market and everything will still be there. But I really enjoy working with people like you on, bringing their plan up to date. When's the last time you had your plan updated?
Bingo.
something like that, right?
Keep in mind that sometimes they're going to be embarrassed. They're not going to tell you because they haven't done a plan. They haven't looked at their plan recently if they have done one. And they're embarrassed to tell you that. Okay? So how are you going to deal with the embarrassment?
You don't have to feel embarrassed. It's okay. I know a lot of people haven't really done a lot of planning, or if they've done it, they haven't always updated it, but I'll update it for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the term embarrassed, but I'm just saying, thinking out loud, that's how they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so what you want to do, look, I've worked with clients that, you know, haven't taken care of business in terms of a review, and that's okay. That's what I'm here for. Give them that wise counsel.
Right. Okay.
All right.
More and more effective with this stuff.
Yeah.
So are you saying put the mastermind thing group on hold for a bit longer, Curtis? Cause
You're not ready for that progress. Yeah, you're not ready for that. You got too much going on. When you have some time, that's just another element of business development that you can incorporate. Another arrow in your quiver.
I want to do it. I want to do the boards and I want to do the mastermind group. You're right. I just got to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, get some of these other things on fire. Okay. And then look, I've had people that have just done the two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a mastermind group is a good thing to happen with the right people. So spend the time thinking about who can be on it as opposed to when does it start?
Yeah, that's where I think I might be able to be a little more effective in my prospecting of this biotech field. Maybe it's that, you know, maybe.
Yeah, be careful that you don't get people thinking that that's all you're interested in. Okay. You know, we've got folks I'm coaching doing stock plan business, with a number of companies going public, in biotech and other industries.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I want to team up with an advisor again one day like that.
Uh-huh. I know.
I want to fill that niche.
Okay.
An already established company and have them just do all the hard stuff for me so I don't have to run the business.
Okay. What journals are those folks reading?
Yeah.
Can you write an article that relates to, you know, restricted stock, things related to stock plan business?
Bruce has some plans for me for that.
Okay.
There's an Illustrator program or something you can use that can be like a video. And then he's got, some other ideas on how to get some, content out there with me in it. So yes, that's going to have to happen too. Content of some kind.
Look, let me tell you, I've got a video software editing program called Filmora Wondershare and a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see if I can show you something.
All right.
I'm going to put it up on my phone and see if you can capture it there.
All right.
But it's an interesting one I did.
My experience spans 40 years in the financial services industry, I worked as a financial advisor and I've held many senior executive leadership roles. My book is entitled Supernova Advisor Teams, which covers such topics as team dynamics, team collaboration, creating diverse teams, as well as team effectiveness strategies. This experience is important because we take the collective wisdom we've gained working with advisors.
Yeah, Curtis, I can kind of hear it, kind of see it. I see what you're saying.
Advisor, as you
mean. But I'd like you to be able to see the background.
You can't because of your Zoom background. It's
hard.
It's conflicting with that background somehow.
So in other words, this is a minute and 27 seconds. I put up a nice little library background that I downloaded from Google. Inserted that in my video because I got a green screen, and I shot it with my smartphone on a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
I put my script on this easy prompter, which is on my laptop. The laptop is up just a little higher than the video, clipped a mic, and did one take.
I'm impressed with the one take.
Yeah, just a teleprompter, man. You can do one take with a teleprompter.
That's true.
And then you go to the video editing and edit what you want. And if I want to insert, a PowerPoint slide or something like that, I can.
Ah, okay. So, and the name of it is Wondershare Filmora.
Right. And you might even be able to... I think I got that for $39. The teleprompter software program on my laptop was free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The smartphone I had, tripod $19.95. I got a lighting system now and all this other stuff, but I bought all that. I bought 3 colors, the green, the blue, the white background, the black background. I'm using primarily the green background, which allows me to take a Google download to shoot my video. And then I can insert whatever background I want. And I shoot a library. One, I did a kind of a stock exchange background on one.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's been some where I've inserted, music.
Mm-hmm.
You might get somebody that's really can do that for you. And the green screen has a couple of poles and basically a green curtain. And, it's kind of interesting.
Oh, you bought an actual green screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cloth. And like I say, I got blue, I got green, the green screen, I got white, I got a black background. I can shoot whatever background I want. I don't do a lot of it, but all of a sudden Supernova calls, hey, can you do a quick video on something? Or we'll get a company that says, can you shoot me a video? But, just imagine the power of video if you pulled off just something with a short 60 to 90 second video. You uploaded it. It can go on to YouTube. It can go to save it on your Google Drive. And every time you email somebody, the link to that video goes out.
All right. I'm going to write some scripts on 3 topics, all of them 60 to 90 seconds. I'll send them over to you.
The teleprompter calibrates your talking speed and tells you the length that your video is actually going to be.
Oh, nice. Okay. Love it. Never know what you can learn from these things.
Oh man, there's how we market ourselves today is really is transformative.
I better go because I don't have any blogging. I don't have any content of me out there in any format. So it's probably time.
Yeah. What you're trying to do, man, is establish a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's a lot I could be doing that I'm not doing. Okay. I'm just not.
Why don't you do everything you know you're supposed to do, Curtis? And stop doing those things you know you're not supposed to do.
I don't want to work that hard anymore. I don't want to work that hard.
You must be doing a good job of both those things, but nobody can do it perfectly.
Yeah, I just don't want to work that hard. I'm working on I've got like 3 projects going on.
Yeah.
And you'll hear about them, but that's it. You know, when somebody says, you know, I need a presentation on X, Y, and Z, I say, okay, let me get ramped up. And, you know, I go ahead and I put something together.
I'm going to do it. It's time.
Yeah. Get that brand going, my friend. All right.
Might as well. I mean, I'm just going to get old and ugly. So I might as well put myself on video while I'm not quite as ugly as I'm going to be later.
Hey, there you go.
You get better as you age, but yeah.
Hey, you know, I got my COVID beard on, but I'm going to shave that as soon as this thing is over.
Yeah, I got my COVID hair going.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I got to run, my friend.
Thank you, Curtis.
All right. I enjoy talking with you, Larry, and you take care and, you know, goodbye to the team, Itzy and Carl. Take care.
Yep. Take care, Curtis. Thank
you. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye, Curtis.
Bye-bye.